Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're looking at ourselves, at our body image, at who we are and how we are in the world. So, how do I change that for myself if I would like that to be different? How do I think about how I would like to see myself? I guess the first tip that I would have this week on Mind Games, a little mind game you can play for yourself, would actually be asking yourself, do I actually have to change? Is it my body that I need to change, or is it my perception of my body? Do I believe the hype around the beauty myth? What do I actually think is beautiful, and where does that come from? For a lot of people, actually getting in and having a look at their beliefs around beauty, their beliefs around body shape and the idea of the ideal body image is actually quite liberating, because they find that changing that perception actually frees them a lot of the emotional impact and a lot of the worry about maintaining these things. The second question would be to actually ask yourself, am I more than my body? Or am I only my body? And how do I define myself? And is it only physically, or are there mental, emotional, spiritual, and social components to that as well? And where do I actually place the value? So have a look at the other context of your physical presence in the holism of your life. And ask yourself, what aspects about myself do I actually like about my body? And why? What is my favorite part? And at the end of the day, if you do decide that you would like to change, change for the right reasons. Change for health, change to be able to maximize on your capabilities, and be really careful about why you decide to change and where that message is coming from. Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you are beholding yourself every day of your life. So think about your body this week on Mind Games.